Parshas Bereishis, a new aschala, a new beginning. The Ohev Yisrael introducing, discussing one of the beautiful midrashim. At first, seems that the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded that the trees, that the bark and the fruit itself should both be tasty, be the same taste. But the midrash explains, because based on the pasuk, Eitz osa pri. At the end, the eitz only made a pri, but didn't taste, as if it rebelled against God. Perush Rashi, eitz pri shi heitam ha eitz ketam ha pri. Vehilo osa koch, ele batotze aretz, ve eitz osa pri. And the tree didn't listen to God. Lefichach kishins kalal adam nifkado gamhi. So when man fell, so did the tree. So did the chait of the tree cause it. Adkan Lashono Kavort Savchu Bazek Kamai. This is this Lashon, and everyone already asked. Hai Lefichach? Shehevi Rashi, Ein Lo Shaychas V'Keshel HaKodem. What do you mean that? What did this have to do with man's falling? Gamma Shaychas Yeshachet Adam Im Echet Oretz. Venerali Yashiv Divrei Rashi. Betuv Tam. It seems that we can explain Rashi correctly as follows. Uvazeh yivoru kamak suvim al nochem. We can explain many other ideas. Dilachori yipoli ma'od ma'ayin bozeh shatechta ha'oretz neged yotra v'koni yisborech. How is it possible? What does it mean that you rebelled against God? Bishlam min ha'adam shubosav adam shayich shapei lefam shayachto. I understand when it comes to man. Man has freedom of choice, and therefore he will sin. Because of the Yetzirah, Ra Mina Urav is within him. Man was given free choice to do as he wills. He can make a decision to go in the correct path or in the incorrect path. Ach sha'or ha'nimtzom ha'netzolim v'hanivram, but the rest of creation, v'yitzurim v'hanasim, kulam ke'echot sasam u'samechem lasos ritzon konam, be'emona. They don't make these distinctions. They're happy to follow the ritzon konam. That's what we say in chakras every morning. Ki ein lohem yetzahara. Asha akei me'ayin bala aretz zeh haratzon lachto. So how could it be that the aretz decided to the pre-eitz aretz that wanted to rebel? The older Yosef shetifka me'alas lebezeh. Shekadosh baruch hu pokara lo letov osa. Shezeh ha'eitz shetotzi yehe gam kein tov lema'achol kama pre-atzmo. For he killed Kovanos na Tam of God. What happened? Why even the decision of God? Even in the end, to make a distinction. Uva'ir lev yeshloma. So the Ohev Yisrael says, in my heart, I would seem to say as follows. Hine b'yem es ha'aretz lochota klal, the aretz didn't make a chait whatsoever. Adaraba, osta avdas gadol u'mesiras nefesh b'zeh. Tremendous avodas Hashem and a mesiras nefesh v'lochasa al kekula uchavoda and didn't care about its own destruction, its own falling. Umama chazal gedola avera l'shma. They did this l'shma, and the chazal says anyone does this tremendous, tremendous gedola avera l'shma. If a person does 100% l'shma. The aretz hainesod eretz ayona hasichlis. The aretz, this is the secret, this is the soul, this is the foundation of the elyona hasichlis, the above rationale. Histaklo v'hevina v'rosa b'riyas alukim kol ma'ase b'reishas kino rohu. It saw that the entire world was created in a certain path. The the creation of all the worlds at the home ara asher kama mine nimtzom domimim betzomchim. And from there we saw at the end that some things were even growing and vegetation. V'chachmos elukus v'him niflos v'chachmos habaris baruch. He saw the wisdom in everything. V'yal kulam hishlidas ha'odam. And man is in charge of all of it. Asher nechla gufo min ha'ofor mi'adama. But he was separated from where? From the offer. From the Adama. Nishmaso hu mei otzer ha-nishamos ha-chatzubos mitachas kisa kivodo. The guf came from the ground, but the neshama came from on high. V'yakol bidei odam u'tuluyim b'masav, and everything is dependent on man. Im yeilech b'derech ha-tov v'ha-yosho, ozi ha-aliyah l'chol ha-lomos chol ha-nimtzom, then he and the world itself will have an aliyah, will go above. V'im chas v'sholom yikalka masav yifkam hakol chas v'sholom. But if he doesn't, then he and his makalkal in his actions, yerdu l'malta hakol hanivram maruchaniyim agishmiyim bebchinat achdona, will be lower than all of it. Oz is yashra oris b'liba v'arma, so the land thought to itself. Kivin sho adam karov lachato, since man is so, it will sin. Karov is almost a vadai. Ein yovo become gadol b'shavish neshmasa v'lo yovelo shum tikkun tshuva. There will be a tremendous begam in him. How do you do tshuva? The world is pristine. It is perfect. It is created in a certain manner. And what does man do? He destroys it. How can you do tshuva from that? That's why the land makes a decision. And he changes itself. It wasn't pristine any longer. And afterwards, when man sins, Yehelo amaslo nechona, v'hu mimdei sheshorish gufo hu min adama, sheshinso mikvar rutzon haboris bar. He has an excuse. I came from the land. The land itself isn't perfect. How can I be perfect? V'tolan akakula b'mim kuko, v'lo yidlu achisorim v'asirochem b'neshamas aruchunas. And therefore, it's nothing to do with my neshama, it's with my guf. The guf is what caused me to sin, to transgress, to contravene, and to rebel. And why? Because my guf is imperfect. It came from the land. It came from the land that you said should grow fruit, and that the bark should be as tasty as the fruit. And you see, it didn't happen. It wasn't pristine. It's an excuse for man why he's imperfect. V'chasa aretz al kavod shemayim v'yal ha'adam l'hakel me'alav onesh achet. Machmas ha'shorish ha'adam asher nilkach misham hu ha'adama. Oh, and therefore the man, chasa aretz, the aretz was chasa, he was worried about man when he will be makalkel. As masavim kein ein chet ha'adam gadol kol kach. And that's why that man, when he does the Aretz, did a tremendous avoda. A tremendous avoda to save man. So that man, when he is sins, he has an excuse. That's why he wasn't punished immediately. Why? Kikami Shamaya Gali Kavanasa Ratsuya Shahoisarakli covered Yotzra Latova Sadam. Kadosh Baruch Hu understood what was his rationale. If he could understand the O of Yisrael, what he's saying in a different terminology, explaining a medrash, but perhaps a deeper understanding of the medrash. Man was never destined to be perfect. He has a Yetzahara. Of course he wasn't going to be destined. In fact, many of the Rishonim understand that the whole story of Gan Eden is a parable. Man can't live in Gan Eden, can't live in the perfection of the world, because he is imperfect. He is imperfect. And the Ohev Yisrael explains that's the pshat in this medrash. I want to continue with understanding along these lines, because part of the question you have to ask, all of Bereishis, we start. Why don't we start with Maisa Brei? Why don't we start with the first mitzvahs, Rashi says? Why do we begin? We're learning the midos. We're learning characteristics. We're learning ideas that before we could accept Matan Torah to understand within ourselves what is expected of us, what can we accomplish, what can we fail, and what happens when we fail. What happens when we fail. One question I want to put onto the side, something I was wondering the other day. Why is Simchas Torah found at the end of the year, at the end of the Chagim? Simchas Torah, we finish off in Shmini Atzeres, Chutzah Aretz, day after. Why don't we have Simchas Torah by Shavuos? Not my question. The question asked by many. Why not have it by Shavuos? Especially by Shavuos. Shavuos, as we know, Rav Soloveitchik explained, Shavuos was the Simcha, was the Chag of Matan Torah, of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Shavuos is the Torah Shebaksav. And Kippur was Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Why Dafka do we do it at this moment? First, let me turn to the Nesiv HaShalom. It talks about the Karbonos of Hevel V'Kayin. V'hi Hevel Ro Atzon V'Kayin Hoya Ovid Adama. Hevel was taking care of the sheep, and Kayin worked the land. V'yihi Mekeitz Yomim V'yavo Kayin M'Pri Adama M'Mincha L'Hashem. And we see that Kayin brought from the Pri Adama, from the vegetation of a Mincha L'Hashem, the Hevel Hevi Gamhu M'Bechorot Tzono U'Mechobom. And Hevel brought also himself from the Bechorot, from the choices. V'yosha Hashem is Hevel V'Mechasov V'Kayin V'Mechasov Lo Asa. And God accepts the Mincha, the sacrifice of Hevel, but not of Kayin. Vayichar leKayin ma'od vayipul panav, and Kayin gets so upset and he falls down. Vayom Hashem leKayin lo machara lecha. Why are you so upset? Lo manaflu panecha. Halo imtzeitiv se'es. If you would have grown, if you would, you could change this. Yesh laviv be'inyan korbanos Kayin v'Hevel. You have to understand the differences in the Indian of the Korbanos of Kayin and Hevel. Ha'tichsiv v'yavo Kayin m'pri Adama. V'peirush Rashi min Gru v'yaveh. He brought from the pri Adama, and Rashi says, from the worst of it. U'makoro b'medra shehivi min apsolus. V'hadavar menuga the seichel. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Sherei mi'atzmo hevi yisam mincha. Why were you doing this? No one asked you to bring a mincha. You brought it on your own. Why would you bring it from the worst of the vegetations? If you want to bring a carbon, you want to bring a sacrifice, you want to give a matana, a present, and no one's asking to give a present, why give me such a low present? Otsach Be'er Amro. What does it mean, Gamhu? Hevel brought to Gamhu. What does that mean, Gamhu? Yeshlome inyan api madaolam meduyik mepsukim. Sheba hevel memo hevi Gamhu mebechoros tzono umechavehen. And Kayin, ksiva yovakayim mepri hoadama. First of all, Hevel brought it mebechoros tzono, from his son. Kayin brought from the Adama. Something from the Adama. Hainu shehevel hevi mishalo. Hevel brought it from his own. Shehevi has had the vorem hachavivim alav, things that he loved. Biyoser behem. Mashkiyas kolam molovik yosu tamid. What he put his heart and his energy, his sweat and the tears into it. Shedavar had adam mashkiyabo. Kochosav chavivetzlo at the ma'od. V'lchein, and therefore nikra shehevi mishalo, he brought it from himself, that which he toiled in. V'b'chorot sono. Shenosa mincha l'ashem yisporech es hadavar shelo hachaviv alo biyoser. He gave to God that which he found so beautiful, something which meant so much to himself. Masha ain ken kain, kain didn't do that. Hevi mi pri adam astam. Velo hevi racious bikuri ad maso. He didn't bring from his own land, Shishkiya behem amo v'yogia, that he spent so much time in working. No, he's from the unproduced. Sha'al kain einzen nechshav heviya mishalo. He didn't bring from himself, from a mela af imhevi peiros tovim. Ein lezeh chashivas. And even if he brought the most beautiful fruit, doesn't matter. Because you're not the one who toiled that land. You're not the one who worked on it. Nechshav zeh min hagerua. It therefore, in God's eyes, it's gerua. Why? Kivan shlo hashkiya bezeh libo. You didn't put your heart into it. Aval hevel hevi yis hayakov hachashav etz labiyoser. So first of all, why, what was gerua? What was so wrong? Hevel brought from his own work something which he worked so hard. It was his. He toiled on it. He loved it. So he gave it to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kain didn't take from what was long. He found something on the Sada. Oh, such a nice present. I'll pick it up and I'll give it to God. He just picked something up. Didn't even think about it. Took his time. He thought, what is perfect? What should I give? That, you know, there are ways to even, let's say, by a birthday. You can go out and find the perfect card, and you find the perfect present. And then you give it over to the person you want to give. It shows that you care. Or you just write a check. You give, happy birthday. Here's a check. Here's $10. Here's $20. Whatever it is. It shows concern. It shows love. When a person takes his time and looks for the present, the right present, the exact present you want to give someone. The Torah is teaching you, what is the avoda? I will say one reason for Bereishis, why did we start over here? Right from this idea. How do you do the Avodas Hashem? Is it happenstance? Is it when it feels good? Or Elo Hutzaruch Lasesis Hayakov Achav Biyose? You have to give it your all. Vim Eina Nosin Es Hadavar Hayakov Achashav Biyoser Sheina Makrid Meyatzmuso Benegletivo. If you don't do this, that is the opposite of your natural inclination, which is what? Self-serving. V'avchehu osik b'toro v'yavoda harei kol zeh mishtalev im tvo'o. Yeah, you could be sitting and learning all day. You happen to love learning. I love yontov. I love the lunches. I love getting together with my friends. V'eina b'nigel l'teva ein zeh mekubel kol kach l'fnei Hashem Yisborach. Yeah, I happen to love it. What if you don't? Maybe it's a difficult. Ki ikahu mebechorot sono mechobehem. Masha Yehudi Moser is a chaviv lo biyoser. Sheshkiya bol kolchosov. Just by an example. Sometimes people say, I can learn. You know what I learned? Tamen chamarav, it's easy. I'm not going to go home. I'll stay here and I'll learn a few minutes. Has to find time when it's difficult. Maybe get up a little bit earlier. Find the time when mincha is the most important tefillah because it's so difficult. It's right in the middle of the day. Especially during the winter months. All of a sudden at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, it's already marv. When are you going to daven? So you rip up sometime from lunch or afterwards.
Mincha Hashem is kol hevel.
Minchasal mikubelis ifnei Hashem yisbarach. And that's what it means. It's marumas. It's hinted in the Torah, it's a kedosha. That starts by os beis umesiyai memes by os lamed. Shem osius leiv. Sherachmana, why? Behind us, Rachmana lebalbi, went from our heart. Is halev Yehudi mashkiyim b'mincha? Wants to see our heart put into the mincha, to the korban. V'chol erech ha-mincha nimdad lefi madad halev ha-yudi mashkiyah bo. And therefore, kain shehevi mipri adama she'enu shalo, v'lo shkiyah bo slibo, so kain. He didn't bring it from something which he toiled in. Harei kama shenos an zem in a grua. Therefore, it's as if he brought it from the grua. The ilu hevel hevim b'bchorot sona b'chavein as a devar ma'arevim chavim alav b'yoser. It was different. And then he goes on. What does it mean, the hevel hevi gamhu? Yeshloma aderech hamesuper shemaron hakubul hakadosh mekurban shepam achas betzvilas muslim shel Shabbos kasher higia letevos v'sham nasa lefanechas kumes chavosenu t'midim kisidram musafim kilchasim v'es musaf yom haShabbos hazeh nasa v'nikum lefanecha. Here is sholomos v'yoshimish desatleif hachakapiya. He almost was devastated. What does it mean? Es musav yom haShabbos hazeh nasim lefanecha. Perish es atzmenu nakru lefanecha. We will makriv ourselves. Yeshomas zeh merumas gam bekefa haloshen nasim v'nakriv lefanecha. Nasim haino asiyas hakarbon. That's a nasim. I will make a karbon. V'nakriv. Haino shenakriv es atzmenu, we'll sacrifice, we'll bring closer our bodies, our neshama, our essence. Kliel korban l'Hashem yisbarach. V'zeh perish v'hevel hevi gamhu. Shenosaf al ha-mincha, so beautiful. On top of the mincha, shehevi b'b'chorah sonu m'chavein hevi gazem z'atmo, his entire gashmis, his entire essence he gave to God. Shehikriv es atzmo l'gamrei l'korban shel Hashem yisbarach. Masha ein ken kayin. Kayin didn't do that. Hevi rak mepri hadama. Aval es atzmo? No hikriv. It was a kalta davening. Simply said the words. Didn't feel it, didn't mean it. Our mitzvahs, our maisa ha-mitzvahs, how are you going to approach Yavodas Hashem? Is it going to be with sacrifice? Is it going to be with love? Is it going to be with your entire essence desiring to be Ovid Hashem? Zeruhu perish by Yosha Hashem is Hevel. Shiksuvan kam beiz in yonam. El Hevel, haino le korban ve Hevel atzmo. El minchaso, shehevim b'choros, it's talking about what he brought and who brought it. Shehavim bebechorot zonah melchavein es hadavar hayakav achashev lo biyosem minchas Hashem yisbarach. And finally, vayom Hashem el Kayin. Then so God turns to Kayin. Why are you so upset? Devarim elu omer kadosh baruch hu achar shenishka b'havas minchaso. She'ein lavi mincha Hashem yisbarach ba'ofen kazeh. It sounds teaching him. Why did you do it this way? Ozam alakadosh baruch hu halom teitu says, Yesham habir kimama maran is a meslonim shekasher ayetahora mefata Yehudi lavera. When the yetahora forces you, confuses you to do an avera, yosem mekavanos leetzam achet ritzona benefilas haruach haba achrav. Not only the chait, but the aftermath. She'ikim ha'teres ha'yetzahara hi, zeh shel achar ha'chait ha'odam nofel berucho. You give up. Give up on yourself. She'mizeh nofel hu od v'yored mata mata. You fall lower and lower and lower. Uchati isa b'sifri ha'kodesh. She'asvas. Sadness. Eina avera, achi mevi lechol averas. When you give up on life, that itself is going to make it even worse. Before we go on, I want to quote something from Rav Soloveitchik. It's in the book, Before Hashem, You Shall Be Purified. Sin emanates from two sources. Suggested homiletically in the biblical description of Cain, after the murder of his brother, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Sometimes sin results from anger. Why was Cain angry? Because Abel's sacrifice gift was accepted, while his was rejected. When confronted with God's rejection, Cain could not accept the implicit rebuke. Cain maintained that his own understanding was always unerring, even in religious matters. Accepting the yoke of mitzvah requires subservience and submittal to the divine will. In Rashi's word, one has no permission to question the significance. Hashem's statutes cannot be rationalized and their value cannot be judged. Cain sinned because he thought that his cognition could supplant Hashem's. The category of people who cannot subjugate themselves before the higher will is referred to in the Yalenu prayer recited in Malchus and Rosh Hashanah as Rishei Ha'aretz, the wicked of the land. To change their status, they must learn. Interesting. Pri Adama. Do you think about the words of the Ovi Yisrael? The source is the Gashmias. It comes from the land that itself is imperfect. For you will every knee bend, will every tongue swear. Yet aside from the Rishi Aris, there's another opposite type of sinner alluded to in the phrase of the verses of Bereshis. What does it mean? And is constant about the Ruach Nofebo? Sin results not of arrogance, but rather of self-negation. This type of sinner is subservient to everything and everyone. He is a spiritual wanderer. He does not want to sin, yet submits to temptation. He wants to repent, but feels that he cannot. He senses the call of holiness, but does not answer. This type of sinner is referred to B'nei Basar, literally the children of the flesh. This second idea that the Rav spoke about, the Nesiva Shalom is picking up on it. Ukadiz the Isa, Besifri Hakodesh Atzvus Eino Avera Achim Mevila Chol Averas, Besimcha Eino Mitzvah Achim Mevila Chol Mitzvah. It's not that to be happy, to be besimcha is a mitzvah of itself, but it brings you to do other mitzvahs. Zehu Shomer Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'Kayin Lama Chara Lacha V'Lama Naflu Panecha. Why are you so upset? Afla Achash in the Shalter Kokach Memincha Imtativ. You failed. I understand that. But now stand up. The simcha. Correct it. If you're going to continue in your path, and you're simply going to be sad, you're going to be melancholy, you're going to be rejectful. Who's that going to hurt in the end? It's going to hurt you. But yichalakayim over you ponov. Oh, or lefatech hatas rovetz hanach mesorim yad esetet yakro. It's a new beginning. You failed, but what do you do afterwards? Ukamanda omer b'targum shekayim achen kofar. Kipper, he did tshuva, but Amal lays dying below dying. He was kafar. I'm sorry, he said kaporis. There's no din of dying. Uchemosha Amar is the kodesh meluchvitz. The bal tshuva echad shebalafanav. A bal tshuva comes from simtiyah so meyar tuchalis gaber lakol. Vintiyah otzavos tipo bechazora mehakol. If you will be happy, you will be able to grow. Everything that you've done before is the past, and you have a new beginning. And for a year and a half, this Baal Tshuva indeed was besimcha. Until one time something went wrong. Some machlokas in his house. And this atzev aliba v'aydezen nofa v'chaz ashuv. The mashahiyah. He went back to his past.
Zu avoda shi Yehudi la'achash nechshal l'schazek b'simcha. Upa amim shachol n'nisyon eina al etzem achet.
After a person fails the aftermath of getting up, of being b'simcha, you can do tshuva now, you can change your life. And times that the greater nisayon is not the chait,
ela al hachizak shel ha'achrov, sheminasim osom im yachzol le'acha shenichshal. V'oz halovim seitiv seitz.
But the aftermath, how did you react to it? And perhaps we already have our answer. Why is Simchas Torah found here? Before we go on to see the beautiful Shlach HaKadosh, the beautiful idea from Rav Folsom, it's at the end of the year, it's a haschala, it's a new haschala. It's a new beginning. The entire year, Pesach and Shavuos. And then we add the Geula. And it's followed by Kabbalah Satorah. The losing of the Kabbalah Satorah. The break the Shviras Haluchos. The losing of the Beis HaMikdash. And then comes Elul, and we do Tshuva. We go through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We come to the Simcha of Sukkot. And now at the beginning of the year, in a sense, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres is when we're so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We go into the house. It's representing of this whole year, this whole time, Rosh Hashanah, we spoke about the Umos HaOlam. We daven for them. And with all the karbanos that we brought throughout all of Sukkot is for the Umos HaOlam also. And then we have one day that we go into the house by ourselves. And the Jew can go into a house with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Achash Alti Me'is Hashem, Shivti Beveis Hashem. But I'm a rebel. I'm a Mori B'malchus. I'm someone who has not followed Torah Mitzvahs the way it should be. You stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It has to be embarrassing. It's like going into a Rebbe's house with all the tzaddikim surrounding with you. And you feel as if the eyes of the Rebbe is piercing you. He knows who you are. He knows that you're a chote. You're somewhat embarrassed to be there. Kal v'chomer. Al achas kama v'kama. Imagine you're doing this in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Walk into his home. Achas sho'alti shivti b'veis Hashem. You're embarrassed. I don't belong here. And you're the one if you believe that. Then you can't change, you can't be greater. And the Simchas Torah, I believe at this moment, we reason why, is not the finishing of Simchas Torah. It's not the finishing of the Torah. It's Haschala Parshas Bereishis. It's a new Haschala, a new beginning. Whatever happened last year happened. Now be the Avoda, now change, now correct. Now become that individual who will be Ovid Hashem B'Simcha. The Shlach HaKadosh. Hinei also lekimas Adam Yasha, God created man perfect. Raksha Adam mekalkelas atzma v'hu ikish v'pla. Man himself falls. V'yalzeh mora hatzki harishona. The first tzkiya. Who called Poshet v'yasha. The achakach trua shehu ginuche ganach romes acholi hanefesh. We have the shvarm, we have the trua. Speaks of our illness, our weakness. Achash shvarm. Yelula yelil, it's the constant. Romes al chatotim gedolim shehim misas hanefesh. Sha'alzeh tzarecha adam hiyos ginuche ganach yelula yelil bivachia rabba. The trua, the shvarim trua speak to man's fall. To man's fall, you have to cry, how did I do this? However, pal ge mayim yardu eina v'yachsa b'tshuva. Ki Hashem yisporach mikabel es hashavim. Uchesha osa tshuva shlema, and when you do a tshuva, a shavu ledarcha rishona, he goes back to where he was. Kasher aso aso, Hashem yisparach yosho. Zehu tekiya achrona. That's why you do tekiya again. Who gam came kol poshet v'yasher. Kitov v'yasher Hashem alken hi yorech haton b'derech. Beautiful understanding. That's the way you have to look at life. There's a tekiya. There's a failure. Ram and Urav. There's a shvarim and a true where there are difficult times you have to go through. When you realize that you are a chote. So do tshuva. Do a new haschala. A new beginning. And there'll be a tekiya afterwards. Hayotzi medvarav. I see this in the Imre Baruch. Sheshtei hatekiyos hapshuta lufaneha. These are the two beginnings. Hamarazim b'tevas bereishis k'mavua b'tikune zohar. Hapshuta lefaneh tchilas chayadam. That's the beginning of life. Hakolos hamzom meramaz in the kilkol adam v'ososo. Hapshuta lachra meramez hascholos hashniya. The new haschala, the new beginning. Asher shuvu b'tshuva. This is a tremendous chizik that we should have. I have no hope. El adaraba, just the opposite. Yechazek atzmo v'yomel enasho ki tamid yeshes damus lahaskem mechadash. I can always start again. Today is a new day. We'll complete, we'll finish off with such a beautiful idea. The Rav Moshe Volson says as follows. He writes, the Emunah V'Yasicha, she'al dera ze yeshe kasha sofa Torah l'tchilasa. The end of the Torah to the beginning. Hinei parshas v'zos ha'brocha mistayemes b'misas Moshe Rabbeinu. U'mistama b'zman ha'hu ha'yu b'nei Yisrael b'masav sh'pachad v'charodah. You have to place yourself, imagine Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo kom bi Yisrael ke Moshe od. There never will be another Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's taken from us. How are we going to survive? How are we going to succeed? Who are we? Mistama b'zman ha'hu ha'yu b'nei Yisrael b'matzav sh'pachar v'charada. B'yalzeh bo t'chilas ha'torah. Bereshis Baralakim. From the beginning, Bereshis Baralakim, Shemaramis la Gimel Devarim Sha'olam Omeid. Ki Bereshis Romeis ala Torah, Kamamra Chazal. Bishvil HaTorah Nikra Reshis. Ukamochein Romeis la Vodas Kedisa B'Tikune Zohar. The beginning, we start immediately from Bereshis. There's a new Haschala when you come to the end. It's the Chesed. Of Chazal, the Chazal says, once you finish Simchas Torah, the very next Aliyah, don't wait till Shabbos. Bereishis Bara Lakim. It's a new Haskal, it's a new beginning. Welcome it. Welcome the ability to start anew. That is the essence of this time of the year. It's a calling to us. It's a reminder to us. Last year was last year. You can't undo the past. But I could build a future. Whatever you did in the past is something that could be changed today. He told the story over the other day in Armenian. Something I remember when my father went to hear Rav Soloveitchik for the very first time. It was in 1978. I know it was 1978 because I had the chicken pox. Mm-hmm. And the Rav had given that time, it was like before Pesach. They spoke about the nine aspects of the Haggadah. And my father came back, he was just like, he couldn't believe it. He never heard the Rav before. He loved every second of it, every second of listening to the Rav's drusha. And then when he's finished, he comes home and he tells it over to me, point by point, the nine aspects. And then he says something. He says, you know, had I met the Rav years ago, had I heard his Torah, I never go to mikveh. I would have gone to mikveh. I don't say this as a gnai to my father. I understand. It's a different generation. But he was also saying something for me to learn. You know, he didn't. But he was saying, like, why? He said, I'm stuck in my ways. He was being honest. My father was an Ish Emes. Mamash an Ish Emes. He told the truth. About himself especially. But he was also teaching. He said, I myself feel I can't. But you should. Especially in your youth. And it's also true for all of us in our youth and in our old age. We make the mistake. We look at the fact that we live a certain life and we feel like we cannot change. Yihi ratzon lefanecha. Yihi ratzon that all of us should take this new haschala. This new Parshas Bereishis. This new post-Zman of Zman Simcha Seinu to continue with the Simcha. Lihiyos b'simcha tamin, to constantly be b'simcha. And in that light, our avodas Hashem will go le'ela u'le'ela. Good Shabbos.